During a school pep rally, a student, Alex, becomes increasingly agitated and starts shouting profanities and making aggressive gestures towards the opposing team's mascot, who is a student volunteer. The crowd around Alex becomes visibly uncomfortable, and some students start to react angrily. SRO Ramirez observes the situation and needs to determine if Alex's behavior constitutes disorderly conduct. When assessing whether Alex's actions constitute disorderly conduct, which of the following considerations is most critical for SRO Ramirez?